Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and it's time to look at home renovation and repair on the show. John Freiberger, our guest, and he is also going to give us a list of gifts that you might want to give during this holiday season for the do-it-yourselfer on your list. So we're looking forward to hearing about that. But tell you what, we're in our year-end member drive here for Wisconsin Public Radio. I want to take a minute or two to talk about that. You count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. So your gift right now really makes a difference, both this year and as we head into 2024, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we are joined by Jennifer Dargan, who is Deputy Director of the Educational Communications Board. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
And we have a special challenge.
Yes, this is a great time to become a sustaining member, because all new sustaining contributions will be matched up to $10,000 thanks to a generous group of current members.
It's their way of encouraging you to sustain Wisconsin Public Radio programs. Build reliable funding for WPR now with your monthly gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you might think, and I think I did before I started working here, that WPR is just simply government-funded. And federal and state tax dollars do, you know, provide important funding for WPR, and they ultimately come from listeners like you. But voluntary listener contributions are actually the biggest piece of support for WPR.
You make the difference. You make the quality, variety, and independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution for the service you value at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio as you're making your donation today. Maybe someone recommended it, or maybe you were just scanning the dial. Anyway, we're glad you're here, however
yes.
You found us, and maybe now you're hooked.
And whether it's been years or just a few months since you found us, your contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120 supports the quality program you've valued since you first listened to the show. So be part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. During our drive, Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support. Your contribution of $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference for our entire community.
It really does, and we know that your time is important, and we value your time, so we've made this process really streamlined. Giving to WPR just takes a few minutes. You just provide your name and your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Quick and easy to do. I just added to my normal contribution the other day here on the show. It only took a couple of minutes. Your gift right now really helps, so take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I'll take this opportunity to thank you for your support, Larry, and maybe we can thank you for your support next. Maybe you're going to become a sustainer today. When that happens, your first year of contributions are going to be matched, because all new sustaining gifts are going to be doubled up to $10,000 thanks to a generous group of current members. So join in on this challenge if you're thinking, the kind of person that makes a donation, you know, once a year or every so often. If you switch to the sustaining model, it's going to be matched. You can join in at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we got a really nice deal this time round. You can ask for your 2024 Wisconsin State Park admission sticker when you give $25 a month or more. Support one treasured Wisconsin resource at WPR and get access to another, the state park system. Ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know we have a lot of state park lovers, especially with your audience, Larry. Hey. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. We cannot say thank you enough. If today is the day that you could increase your support of WPR, that would be great. Maybe you want to add $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose to increase it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Larry, I wanted to say we got a listener comment from Mary in Waukegan, right? That's not the pronunciation. And she says, we've listened to WPR for many years, and the Larry Mueller Show is great. Well, I agree with her. And if you agree with her, too, you know what to do.
Mary, thank you so much. How about joining Mary with your gift right now? So important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. And we are turning our attention to John Freiberger. Tell you what, I always enjoy talking with John, and I bet you enjoy listening to him as well. He's been doing this for how many years, John, have you been with me?
I think 15 or 16, Larry.
So I've been
who's
a long,
counting?
Yeah, been a long time.
John has.
John's a registered home inspector, more than 45 years of experiences, and he specializes in energy design and restoring older homes. And we're going to talk about gift ideas just to start for the do-it-yourselfer. And, of course, we'll be taking your home improvement questions as well. You can join in. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or email to ideas at WPR.org. And, John, we asked you to put together a list of gifts for the DIYer, and you start with books.
I always start with books. When Jill asked me to put this list together, the first thing I did is I looked in my toolbox, and then I looked at my bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And then with the books, I made sure that they're all still in print, because some of them have been around for a long time. One of them that's been around for a long time, Larry, I think you're a bit of a bird watcher. A lot of our listeners probably are, and they've got the Peterson Guides to North American Birds.
Yeah, I do.
Well, believe it or not, there's a field guide to American houses. And it is really fascinating. It came out originally in 1984, and it was last updated in 2015. And it covers all of the styles. And, you know, in our small towns in Wisconsin, you walk down the street and you will see some Greek Revival, some Italianate. You'll see some Gothic Revival. Those are called Romantic houses. You see some, you know, you see some modernist stuff from the 1950s. And I think somebody could just take this book and walk around town, have a heck of a good time looking at our houses. So it's the Field Guide to American Houses, and the author of it is Virginia McAllister.
That sounds really interesting.
it really is fun. I've learned so much from it because it discusses how the styles came, and it just gives you a lot of information about the place where you're living.
And you've got the Old House Doctor. What's the
reader
going to find there?
Well, we've got a couple of books that I found very useful for old houses. And the Old House Doctor is one of them. And basically, it's a good book for do-it-yourselfers. It gives you some real insights into how your older house may have been constructed and how to work on things without making a mess of the house. Because a lot of my work has been fixing, remodeling jobs, updating jobs that just plain didn't work. It's very accessible, and it's very inexpensive. It's just a paperback. And it's one of these things that sort of an essential if you're a do-it-yourselfer to have that on your shelf.
So the Old House Doctor is the title of that book. And we've got some callers online, but let's do one more, and then we'll take a call, and then we'll go back to that list. How about you have Renovating Houses is the title of one. What does it have that's different from the others?
Well, this is sort of like the Bible.
Yeah?
George Nash wrote this quite a few years ago, and it's been updated. And if you are really serious, like you need to put a new foundation under your house because the old stone on crumbled, George will show you exactly how to do it correctly. It's I would call this heavy-duty do-it-yourselfer. It's more like, here's how to watch the contractors you hired to make sure they do it right. But, you know, you've driven down country roads in Wisconsin, and you've seen these little two-story houses, and it's leaning a foot to the left.
Yeah.
Well, George will tell you exactly how to take care of those sorts of things. But like I say, it's heavy duty, but it's a lot of fun to read. And a lot of the techniques that I've used, like when we moved the John and Mary Smith homestead to get out of the way of Highway 151 expansion, a lot of the tricks that he has in this book are exactly the same things that we did to move and restore that huge, very heavy house. So it's sort of fun to read. Anybody with a real interest in carpentry is going to love that book.
Well, Glenn and Stevens Point has a question for you. So let's get Glenn on the air here. Hi, Glenn. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. And thank you, guest, for taking my call. I have two questions, two separate questions, and they're insulating questions. One in particular is of my house. It's an old farmhouse, two wings, and I did put a floor in the attic so I can go up there. It's got 8 inches of glass with another 8 inches of blown-in insulation on top of that. One of my valleys in the roof always builds up with ice, and that valley is facing north, northwest. Can I go in the attic with that, it's a tinfoil bubble wrap insulation, and put that on the rafters going up to the ceiling to eliminate that ice buildup? Would that work?
I don't think that it will. This product was widely, it was widely sold for a while. They're telling you to lay it over your entire attic and it would stop all the heat loss. Well, it didn't work. Most likely what is happening, Glenn, is while you've got quite a bit of insulation in there, you've got 824, you've got almost R72 in insulation. So if we're still getting heat in the attic, it's because we've got air leaks. And this is what we find on old houses. If you have an old farmhouse, basically 40% of your heat loss is air leaks. So I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to try to figure out where the air is coming up from around pipes, heat ducts that are leaking, and those sorts of things, so that you can really cool down this attic. Now, when I do this, I've got a very expensive infrared camera. But my understanding is that for a couple $100, you can now get a download for your iPhone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So somebody showed one to me, and I went, great. That was better than spending $5,000. The other thing that you can do is you can have somebody come in with a blower door test. And they'll depressurize your house to 50 pascals, and they'll be able to tell you exactly how much air you're losing per minute at 50 pascals, and then they'll be able to locate it for you. It's going to cost you some money. But especially if you're out in the country and you're paying really high fees for things like LP, might be a savings. And be sure to also check for programs in your area that might help you with credits for making your house more energy efficient.
That makes a lot of sense. And there are rebates and so forth available.
Yes, and it really depends upon the area, depends upon the utility that serves you. So you have to do a little bit of research to find out exactly what is available in your area. But it's always well worth doing.
Glenn, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in too. Number to call 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address ideas@wpr.org. Home improvement question, we would love to hear from you during our year-end member drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Jennifer Dargan back with me, and your financial support is the foundation for all the great talks you enjoy here every day. So I hope you'll make your tax-deductible year-end gift for 2023 right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today we've got a generous group of current members who are offering to match all new sustaining contributions up to $10,000. And so that means when you become a WPR sustainer, your support is going to go twice as far.
An ongoing monthly gift is really a powerful way of donating because it gives us reliable funding for the programs that you count on.
Join in right now. Start your monthly donation. You can do it online at WPR.org or give us a call, 888-202-2552.
Whether you've never given to WPR before or you're a current member who's happy to make an extra gift, we'd like to hear from you during this year-end member drive.
Yes, all are welcome. Member drives are such an important time to raise the money that pays for everything you hear on the Ideas Network and on the News and Classical Music Network. And it means your gift right now is so important. You can make it at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
The easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. And that means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, continues month after month and year after year. So get started now. It feels great at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
WPR is a treasured resource in Wisconsin. It's your source for in-depth news, community conversations, and smart entertainment. This member drive, support the essential public service you and your neighbors rely on and get access to another treasured Wisconsin resource, the State Park System. Ask for your 2024 admission sticker when you give $25 a month for the WPR programs you value. From the beaches of Lake Michigan to the hills of the Driftless area, you'll enjoy access to more than 60 parks, all while supporting your favorite public radio station. Give now and ask for your pass. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. This is the year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Listener supports the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really has an important impact.
And the year-end member drive is a great time to make your last gift of the year to WPR and set us up great for the coming year. It just takes a few minutes of your time. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you give, you're going to have a great feeling. We guarantee it, right, Larry?
Absolutely.
You'll be supporting the station that you have been listening to and getting so much great information from all year long. And you're probably looking forward to continuing that into 2024.
And if you're thinking, I can't donate enough to make a difference, I hope you'll think again. You can give $10 a month and provide, oh my gosh, quality programs, this program,
exactly.
Many other programs, and they're for not only for you, but for your entire community.
I hope we have dissuaded you of that thought that you can make a difference, because you can. Your gift makes a difference. Give now $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you and your budget. Every gift is important. Every gift makes you a member of WPR. So you can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like this matching deal that we've got today. If you become a sustainer today and your first year of contributions will be matched, all new sustaining gifts will be doubled up to $10,000. And that's thanks to a generous group of current members. So join in now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Thank you to those members providing the match. And thank you to you who is about to donate and get your donation matched. And this member drive, you can support the WPR programs that you value and get access to more than 60 Wisconsin state parks and recreation areas with the 2024 admission sticker. Either you get this every year and you just know the value of it, or if you've never gotten one, you should really take advantage of this and get this sticker and try it out over the next year. Ask for yours when you give $25 a month now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can become one right now. You can become a sustainer right now. Again, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Mary in Pulaski is a member and said with the donation, "I love Larry Mueller and I want to show my support." How about you?
Yeah, what about you? It's powerful, really makes a difference. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're taking a look at home renovation and repair, and John Freiberger, our guest, has also come up with a gift list for do-it-yourselfers. We've been going through the list a bit, and I should mention that, well, Jill Nadeau, our producer, is going to have this up on our page, ideas@wpr.org/Larry. Today's date, look under the comments section, and we'll have that list for you. So that's a good thing. And John, you had another book, The Old Way of Seeing, which I like the title, The Old Way of Seeing.
Yeah, this is a cross between old house architecture and philosophy. And it's not going to be for everyone. But, you know, we look at certain houses and we go, that's a nice-looking house, or that's a nice-looking church, or even that office building has a certain appeal. And what Nathan Hale has done with his book is he's taken a look at very traditional types of buildings, everything from Greek temples to Gothic cathedrals, and then sort of brought that home to residential architecture. You know, and why did we love Greek Revival in Wisconsin? There was a lot of it. And we hung on to Greek Revival through the 1860s and 1870s. And part of it is because he believes that it has to it a certain harmony, what they call sort of the golden equation. So if you take your field guide to American homes and you find something you really like, you take the old world of seeing out of the other pocket and go, well, why do I like it? So it's a book for somebody who enjoys aesthetics. And if you ever wondered why you find certain buildings to look nice, or if you're going to do a big remodeling job on your house and you want things to fit right so that they look good as far as the elevations, Jonathan Hale's book is of some real value.
The Old Way of Seeing. And Mitch in Green Bay has a comment for us, or a question, I think. Let's go there. Mitch, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for joining in today.
Now, I've gotten a notice here from the Wisconsin Public Service, our energy people here in Green Bay.
Okay.
And they said the state of Wisconsin is focused on sustainable energy. And so they want to see if we can, if we're, they want to inspect our place to see if they can get us up, set up for net metering with solar panels. And I'm wondering what we have to do or what we have to know before we adventure into this thing.
Or is this a legitimate letter even? So it supposedly came from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission?
That's what, no, it came from WPS. It's the, I don't know, maybe it is. It says the schedule inspection call 414-667-7439, and our power people here use the abbreviation WPS.
I'd be a little leery of that one.
Yeah, it sounds like some investigation is needed.
Yeah, and if you can find the sort of the name of the whoever it is, there should be some sort of listing at the top of the letter or what, or at the bottom of the letter. I would go back and I would put that in my search engine and I'd look up the name of that and try and figure out if this is actually a real letter or if this is a sort of a trick letter. You're going to want to look into that a little bit further. And you could even call your own power company. I forget which power company you have, but I would call them and say, hey, look, I got this letter. Is this something that's a legitimate letter? You get your power bill every month. I would call them and ask them first before I don't call that other 414 number until you do that, Mitch. And thanks a lot. Good luck with that, but thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Well, The books that we've got. We've gone through A Field Guide to American Houses. We talked about The Old House Doctor. Then we talked about the book Renovating Houses. And we talked just lately about the book titled The Old Way of Seeing. And next on the list that I've got anyway is titled The Not-So-Big House.
Yeah, and this is something that anybody can use. The author of this house, Sarah Sosanka, is one of the many people who reacted against the McMansion movement, you know, where everybody's got to have 5,000 square feet for two people.
Yeah.
And what she has done is she's done a series of small books and also one big book called The Not-So-Big House Book. And what she has done is she has beautiful photography of ways that people have taken small houses, and rather than take a 2,000-square-foot house and put on a 1,000-foot addition, she has made that 2,000-foot house work like a 3,000-foot house, but with less energy costs and with a lot of good aesthetics. She has lots of examples. You know, here's how you remodel your bathroom. Here's the plan. Here's the finished product, et cetera. And she has a lot of different styles in there from basically today's going all the way back through many of the old house styles. So if you're thinking about doing some renovation in the house, pick up a couple of them at the library or buy a couple of them online and take a look at all of the great pictures and things. There's a lot to digest in her books.
So the title of that was The Not-So-Big House, and Sarah Sosanka, the title on that. And then you go to Sears and Roebuck.
Well, of course.
The Sears and Roebuck catalog of houses.
Yeah, from 1926. So if you want to have a lot there on Seminole Highway and you want a nice little bungalow, you do what, I can't remember the name of the original person was, but you send your check to Sears and the house arrives.
Yeah.
And basically it's a giant puzzle. And every piece of wood is stamped. So you know where it goes, and they give you a blueprint, and a lot of people were building their own houses. It's really amazing. A lot of people have called me, and they say, I think we have a Sears house. Well, when you look at them, you don't find any numbers on anything. No, it's just sort of a small, lightweight house. And they were lightweight. You didn't see much bigger than 2x6s in them. But it's just, again, it's just a fun book to read. It's just, you look at it and you shake your head and you just imagine how busy your great-grandfather was when that train car full of the Sears house arrived and they delivered it to his lawn.
So the Sears Roebuck catalog of houses. What about the last of the books on your list is called or titled Creating a New House, Yesterday's Character for Today's Home, by Russell Versace.
Yeah, I like this book. It's one that a lot of people turn to talk about remodeling. And if you want to de-remodel your house because somebody in 1972 just did a horrible job and you can't stand how the kitchen looks, this is a book, again, it's full of a lot of ideas like The Not-So-Big House where you can go through and just steal ideas from it, steal plans from it. Inform yourself as to what you feel your house is going to look like. And like the old way of seeing, Versace really argues that our houses used to have a lot more character, a lot more warmth, a better aesthetic to them than a lot of our houses do. And if we want to introduce or reintroduce these feelings of comfort and good aesthetics, warmth in our houses, he gives you ideas of how to do it. And it's almost a twin to The Not-So-Big House.
John Freiberger, our guest. Questions for him. We're talking home remodeling and renovation and repair, and he's giving us his list, a gift list for DIYers. Question for John, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. And John, you got some tools, and maybe we just mention a few of them along the way here. A Dodwin contour gauge.
Yeah, this thing actually works. And this is a nice do-it-yourselfer tool. So you're putting in your new luxury vinyl tile, your LVT tile, which, and you want to do it yourself because it's just snapped down. You don't have to glue it. But there's the radiator pipes coming up through the floor, and there's something else, and there's a funny-looking corner. And how are you ever going to cut the flooring so it actually fits? Well, this is the gauge you use. They've got some videos online of it, and it's really pretty amazing. It's like the old gauges that were made out of little tiny pieces of wire, and you push it against something and push the wire back. Well, this is much more modern, made out of PVC or plastic. But it really can help you solve complicated problems so you can get good cuts. So basically, you've got this pipe coming through the floor. You push the gauge against it. Draw it on your piece of flooring or whatever you're cutting, and you can do an accurate cut. So it's a fairly inexpensive. It's a $40 product, but it's an awful lot of uses for it.
Yeah. Well, the other one one of the other ones was the Gardner Bender.
Yeah, this is if you want to give a lifesaver to somebody for only $9, this is a way of starting. You know, a lot of us live in houses that have been rewired 5 times. Well, you know the outlet's hot because the lamp works, but is it safe? And yeah. The Gardner Bender ground fault receptacle tester, which is literally $9. You can plug this in, and if you look at the guide that's printed right on it, it has 2 orange and 1 red light, and it tells you whether your wiring is safe or not. And then if you have a GFCI, your kitchen, bathroom, outdoor, the garage, and you want to know if it actually works, you press the black button. And if it shuts it off, it works. So you can literally take this $9 tool, go through your entire house, and make sure that every outlet you have in the house is actually safe. And you know, when doing home inspections, I couldn't move the couch to get at the one back there. But basically, I looked at every outlet in the house. And even on brand-new houses, we were finding reverse polarity, open grounds, and other things. So this is a $9 lifesaver.
A $9 lifesaver. John Freiberger, our guest today during our year-end and member drive. He's got always got great ideas and great help for you. And it's your chance to support this program and the news and conversations, all the other programs we have here that keep you in touch, informed, and inspired. And your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year, and we look forward to 2024, Jennifer.
Yep, and if you've ever thought, gosh, I'd wish they'd have one of those matching challenges just for sustainers, today is the day. When you become a sustainer, your support is going to go twice as far. We really want to thank this generous group of donors who all came together and pooled $10,000 to match the first year of new sustaining contributions.
What they want to do is they want to encourage you to join them in sustaining the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation now is really vital. Let's meet this match before the end of the day. Start your monthly donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, John Freiberger, as we were talking at the beginning of the show, John's been doing this 15 or 16 years now, and he has 40 years plus years of experience. And you can call him up, and you can ask him a question right on this program. And I think it's the kind of information that he provides and many of all of our guests provide, I think, is really beneficial. How's your life enriched by it? How's it unique to public radio? We are listener-supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Little peek behind the curtains. We just got a note from producer Clara saying, wow, John did a great job of prepping for this. And I agree. We are so lucky. We get such great guests that have such deep expertise, and you can support that now. You can decide how much you would like to give. Maybe $100 or $200 might be the right amount for you.
And that might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example, and things you enjoy, of course, and that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org, or you could also phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support during this drive makes the news, the talk, the music you enjoy possible. Your gift could be $10, $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yep, and give to support all the great, important, and interesting issues covered every day at this time. Home improvement, wildlife, gardening, just to name a few. You rely on these discussions, and you contribute to them as well. And that's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
Help us put a strong finish on 2023 so we can continue to talk about the issues in the months to come. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you make your gift, I hope you consider becoming a sustainer if you're not one already, because your first year of contributions are going to be matched, because all new sustaining gifts will be doubled up to $10,000. We still have plenty of room in that bucket for you to get in and dip into that and have your donation matched. Join in right now. You do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget about that state park sticker. Could be yours with a $25 a month or more contribution. And the way to get it, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Suzanne had a nice comment for us.
She says, I love the Larry Mueller Show. I'm a monthly sustainer, but I wanted to give a little more to thank you for all that you do. Well, thank you, Suzanne.
And thank you with your gift right now. I'll thank you in advance.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Taking a look at home renovation and repair on the show today with John Freiberger, registered home inspector of Freiberger and Associates of Fitchburg and Madison. Great to have John back. Questions, give a call, 800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. And let's take a call from Bruce in Madison. Hi, Bruce.
Hello. How are you today?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, we recently had a new furnace installed.
I didn't hear that.
It's a Lennox.
Lennox.
Efficiency furnace.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, we live in a part of town where houses are quite close together. And it is vented out into the driveway, which is all that exists between me and my neighbor's house. The driveway is my neighbor's, and she was saying that she doesn't want the vent into the driveway anymore because of the fumes and the toxicity that supposedly is in those fumes. And I can't find any information about the emissions on a furnace other than the CO2 level, which is fairly low. I'm assuming she's concerned about nitrous oxide and some of the other things that have been linked to use of natural gas.
Yeah, she's probably goes back to the gas ranges and so forth in homes. John, comment on that.
Yes. Now, Bruce, is this a Lennox pulse or a non-pulse furnace?
Let's see. What would a pulse be?
Well, you will hear in your house a slight hammering noise because it is a pulsed burner. So the burner shoots discrete little jets of gas in to get higher efficiency rather than a simple flame.
Right. I do not hear that.
Good. Because we've had lots of complaints about people where they feel that they're aiming a machine gun at their bedroom window. So what we're worried about here is we have concerns basically with possible fumes. Do you have a chimney on your house, Bruce? Are you still using that for a water heater?
Yes.
Okay. What I generally recommend to people, you know, this is one of these things you can research to death. The easiest thing is just make the neighbor happy and not spend the time researching it. But you may want to take a look at your water heater at the age of it. Most water heaters, if you look at the first four numbers in the serial number, if it says 3619, it means it's made in 1919. That which would be really old. No, I'm sorry, 2019, at the 36th week. So it gives you an idea of how old it is. And water heaters are good for 10 years, 15 if they're really good. But I recommend to almost everybody to get rid of their old 60% efficient water heater and get an 85% efficient water heater put in. And then both of those can be vented up the chimney.
No. Oh. Just take care of it all in one fell swoop.
That's right. You have a metal cap made for the chimney, but you have your vent pipe coming out of the chimney. Your air intake pipe for the furnace, I'm assuming it's a two-pipe system, can still be at the driveway because that's just taking clean outside air in. So I would take a look at that, figure out the age of that water heater. New water heaters, sealed combustion water heaters are certainly somewhat expensive, but you are going to save a good bit on your gas bill.
There you go. Bruce, thank you. Deborah in Madison, your turn. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. We have a 1907 house, but in 1979, an addition bedroom was added to it over a dirt crawl space. And I'm wondering, should I be covering the vents in that crawl space at any point? And also, it's pretty chilly back there. What can we do about it?
Yeah, and if you add vents, in the old days, all crawl spaces were vented. Because if they weren't vented, the moisture came out of the soil, caused mold, mildew, and eventually rotted the wood. In the 1979, it's still sort of the dark ages as far as crawl spaces. And we've learned a lot recently. One is that if you have a crawl space in the Madison area, you likely are having radon come up into that bedroom. Secondly, you've got unwanted water vapor coming into that area. So what you really want to do is call a crawl space expert. There are materials, it's some sort of polymers, I won't say plastic, but there's sheeting that can go on the floor of the crawl space and is sealed to the wall. Check and see if the walls are insulated. They may not even be insulated in the crawl space. If it's, it could be just 8-inch concrete or 8 or 10-inch concrete block with no insulation at all. So speak to somebody in the Madison area, and there are several good firms in the Madison area that specialize in basements. It'll say something basements and whatever. And they tend to do radon testing, radon encapsulation, insulation, and also vapor barriers for crawl spaces. But I would call one or two of them and ask them to come over and take a look at it. They're probably going to be willing to look at it for free so that we can decrease the radon, decrease the water vapor, and decrease the heat that is being lost through the crawl space. You can be almost absolutely certain that your sill boxes were not spray foam because we weren't really spray foaming. Well, we were spray foaming. There's only one guy who did it, and it wasn't common. But you probably have a tremendous amount of heat loss in that crawl space, plus you're maybe subjecting yourself to a cancerous gas.
Oh, there you go, Deborah. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Marge in Franklin, it's your turn. Hi, Marge.
Hi, so nice to talk with you guys. I just wanted to mention that when you were talking about the small houses, my parents had a house in Sheboygan, and it was a Sears Roebuck house, and we grew up in it in the 50s.
And did you like it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was small, but that's what we had. We had no choice. It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are still, Marge, thanks for calling. There's still a lot of those
Sears homes around.
Indeed, there are. And one question, if anyone is living in a Sears home, is you may want to check to see whether you might be listed on the Wisconsin Register of Historic Places. So you can go to the State Historic Society, wisconsinhistory.org, click the green button to get to the search page for your house, and then type in your address and see if anything pops up. Because if it does, if you're going to do significant work on this Sears house, you know, over $10,000, you may be entitled to state tax credits. And I don't know whether all Sears houses are on there or not, but you can certainly make an argument, especially if yours is really quite original.
Oh, so and where do you go again? Wisconsin?
Wisconsinhistory.org gets you to the State Historic Society. That gives you a big page with, I think, six buttons, like in the top third of the page. And the far one on the right, which is green, you can tell I go there a lot, you click on that, and that takes you to the Preserving Your Historic House section. And there's all kinds of wonderful information that you can get from the State Historic Society by simply clicking that button and going and
there
looking
you go.
At it.
There you go. Marge, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, man. And thank you for listening in today during our year-end member drive. We're listener-supported, and you make WPR programs possible as we head into 2024 when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer Dargan with me. I bet that match is still going on.
It's still on. We have over $7,000 left. So all new sustaining contributions are going to be matched up to that $7,000 now. It was $10,000. So we've had a lot of people take advantage of it already. And we want to really send out thanks to this generous group of current members that made it possible.
So there's still room for your gift to be doubled. Start your monthly gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, do you remember back in the day of member drives, we used to have something, we called them freemiums, but basically the idea was a really smart guest like John would come in and create some kind of like useful bit of information you couldn't get anywhere else. And we used to say, anyone who makes a donation this hour can have this cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, we have this cool thing today, and anyone who has internet access can go in and go to WPR.org/Larry and click and find this really great list. And we're just giving away for free. But if you find value in this conversation today, or if you find value in this list, or if you learn something from it, make a donation to support it. And you do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You're going to make this program possible. You're going to make many more programs possible going into the new year. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And here's another benefit. You could receive access to Wisconsin State Parks with your gift. You can ask for your 2024 admission sticker when you give $25 a month or more, and you will enjoy access to more than 60 parks and recreation areas while supporting the public media service you and your neighbors rely on. Ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos, but no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR Online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, and pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
And let me repeat that. Give to WPR.org. You can go do it that way, WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan, and WPR's essential services available to you and to your community thanks to your support, your contribution. $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
So make that decision of how much you would like to donate, and then giving is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time. gift of whatever amount works for you, maybe $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
If you're already a sustaining member of WPR, we want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. It's your ongoing monthly contributions that really provide a reliable stream of funding for everything you hear on WPR.
And as you reflect on the things that have added value to your life this year, take the opportunity to increase your monthly support by a few dollars a month. We're really happy to help you do that. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Hey, and don't forget that match is still going on. When you become a new sustainer, your first year of contributions is going to be matched up to, we've still got just over $7,000 left to match. We don't want to leave any of this behind. Join in now. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'll take a break for the news, and then we'll be back with John Freiberger. Thank you so much for giving. If you haven't done it yet, do it right now at WPR.org. Taking a look at home renovation and repair on the program today with our guest, John Freiberger of Freiberger & Associates of Fitchburg and Madison. Great to have John back with us. And I'll tell you what, we'll go right to the phones. Jay in Madison has a question for you, John. And Jay, what's on your mind?
Well, I have an older home that's two-story. And on the first story, front of the house, the lower part of the wall seems to be bowing out. I don't know who to call for that as far as having someone take a look at it to let me know what's going on and who would be able to do the repair.
Now, Jay, is the lower wall bowing out in the middle, at the top, or at the bottom?
Bottom foot and a half.
Bottom foot and a half. Okay, so there may be, we may have a problem with a failure in the ring joists. What kind of foundation do you have?
Block.
Okay, block. Concrete block. Okay. Yeah, I think we need to get this looked at by either a home inspector who really knows structures, and there are some in Madison. You can go to the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors online, and that will give you a list of local inspectors, and you can email them and ask if they are comfortable analyzing structural problems. Most home inspectors know how to look for decay, look for movement, and that sort of thing. The other option would be to try to find a structural engineer that is willing to do residential work. And that can be rather difficult. So maybe see if somebody from the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, one of their members, can help you first. But if we have movement at the bottom of a wall, that usually means the connection between the plate and the ring joist is problematical, and often we'll find that the ring joist is rotating and we've got some decay in there. So it's good that you're taking a look at this, Jay, because it could be a serious but easy to fix problem.
Yeah, yeah. There you go, Jay. Thank you so much for calling. Jim emailed sent us a photo as well, and John, you had to take a chance to take a look at. He's got about halfway through his 2,000-square-foot ranch home, about every 2 feet, he had a home builder look at this a couple of years back, and there's some looks like a nail that's almost coming through the wall, but still it's covered with the coating.
Right. This may be a moisture problem, where we've had condensation soften up the cardboard on the drywall so that it has sunk around the mail. It's really easy to check. Put a stepladder under there and simply push up on the drywall. If the drywall moves up, then we've got a moisture problem that has caused that drywall to sink around the nail. Then you're going to have to figure out what that moisture problem is, but the fix is very simple, is you simply rescrew it. Generally, installing drywall nowadays, we always want to have two fasteners if we've got one failed fastener, just to be sure, and yeah, then set the nail. But simply set up a stepladder, push on the ceiling. If there's movement upward, then we have a condensation issue and you need to do further investigation.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much for that question. And Mike in Spring Green couldn't stay with us, but wondered what your opinion was of heat pumps.
We better love heat pumps because they're the wave of the future. In the old days in Wisconsin, the old days being 10 years ago, if you're in northern Wisconsin, you had a backup furnace if you had a heat pump. But our new heat pumps that are coming out now are good down to 25 below zero. And with climate change, we don't need a whole lot of backup. What we're going to find in the future is we are simply not going to be using natural gas or coal. Not that there's much coal anymore, but there's still a little in Milwaukee. But we're not going to be using natural gas to heat our houses anymore because basically it's a fossil fuel. So because of climate change, we are all going to be going to electricity, and our heating and cooling is all going to be through a heat pump. So I would go online. You always want to check what is the lowest level that the heat pump can work, what is as cold as outside air where it still works. Depending upon where you are in Wisconsin, the contractor will say, no, we need a electric backup coil or something. But if you're thinking of a heat pump, I would go ahead and investigate and figure that you're doing something that code is going to require 15 years from now.
All right. There you go. Bill in Oregon, we'll go to you next. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Trying to trace a plumbing problem. I've got a 19 mid-80s house with that has all the waste plumbing is big. I think it's like 5-inch PVC that runs all the way down to the basement from our second story. And we have I run something down the pipe just to clear a small hole all the time, but there's somewhere in that pipe near the top where it'll clog up, it'll start leaking. If I clear it, it buys me, 3 months. And then I just keep repeating that pattern, but I'm trying to figure out where to actually point somebody to fix something. And I do have a borescope, which hasn't gotten me too far, but I'm just trying to figure out, is that just pressure holding those pipes together, or do they caulk them, I'm just trying to figure out how I can isolate where that problem is coming from.
Now, PVC pipes fit together, but you have to clean with a primer first, then use a PVC cement. And if you miss an area, you can have an area for a small leak. But I think you're probably right. Borescope is something to take a look at. It is not real likely that you're going to see a bad glue joint from inside the pipe, though. And I imagine the pipes are all neatly buried in your drywall walls where you can't see anything. But it's possible the borescope, if you're finding... I don't understand the clog, especially in a 4-inch PVC pipe. That seems just really unusual, unless there's something in that pipe. But you would have seen it with the borescope.
Yeah.
So I think you're probably going to need the help of a local plumber in Oregon or south side of Madison, which is not too far from... too far from Oregon, but you're probably going to need some professional help in this. I don't think it's a do-it-yourself cure.
Yeah. Good luck, Bill. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. A listener emailed, they have an older home with two electrical systems. The GFI outlets work because of no ground, the button on the test tool will not trip the GFI, but the button on the GFI will trip it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any comment on that?
So it sounds like they've got a two-wire system. It's possible this is knob and tube.
Yeah.
Larry, let's get to our last stocking stuffer.
Yeah, let's go to that one.
Because it's relevant here. So yeah. we're at Gardner Bender again, the people who have this nice little plug-in tester, and they have a thing called a non-contact voltage tester. It sort of looks like a fat fountain pen, red with a little white tip. What's great about this thing is you can find voltage inside your walls with this if you have an old wiring system. So if you have knob and tube, You can run this across the plaster in your living room where you think the circuit is, and if it starts beeping, you probably have knob and tube. You have a lot of stray voltage coming off a knob and tube. So I think the first thing I would do is figure out what you've got for a wiring system. If it's knob and tube is a fire hazard, especially if anybody's insulated anything. So then you're going to need to talk to an electrician. It's also possible that's early metallic cable, which was a two-wire system, but you were able to bond to the metallic cable so that you could sort of make a ground. So I think you need to do a little bit of investigate, and sometimes you can simply open a box, pull the receptacle out, see what you got for wire. But if you do have knob and tube, you really want to think about getting rid of that.
Nancy in Stevens Point emailed, she has a friend who uses a grounding mat. The mat plugs into the ground of a household outlet, just the ground plug, not the two prongs above, where one would plug in an appliance. The claim is that this pulls energy from the earth and promotes health. How does the ground in an outlet work? Any energy going in or out of the ground?
No. Nancy's question is beyond me.
Well, what about Vivian's question then? Vivian in Reidsville called to ask if it is okay to use drywall in an uninsulated cabin up north. She's concerned with moisture.
Yeah, drywall is really wonderful for breeding mold. And the problems we run into is if we have water vapor in a cabin and you leave in August on a nice damp day and you close it down, well, all that water vapor come January ends up condensing on the walls and then things grow. So I think you need to carefully shut down a cabin on a day where it's dry outside, where your relative humidity is really quite low inside, so that when we get below freezing, we aren't going to get a lot of condensation on the walls. There are paints that help because they do a good job of encapsulating the cardboard. You know, so you're using a pretty heavy-duty anti-porous paint. But the problem is the backside of the drywall is unpainted and unpaintable. So it is always a worry. I prefer to see people provide some sort of heat for the cabin during the winter to at least keep it so that the relative humidity is lower than 80%. 80% is where we really start having some serious problems.
Had a friend who had a space heater of some sort in his cabin, and he forgot to turn the power off, and so it tried to keep his uninsulated cabin warm winter long. And, of course, the electric bills don't come until spring, and then he got a bill for a few $1,000s. But he said, surprisingly, it didn't burn the place down. It ran the whole winter.
That is a good testimonial to whoever made that particular space heater.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, there's one more gift that you had on the list, and that's a membership gift. And I wanted you to mention that.
Yes. So Preservation Magazine is published by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. It's a monthly magazine, and it is really a lot of fun if you have an older home. And to them, an older home starts about 1970, because we have some historic homes that are really pretty new. But it's a wonderful organization to help support, especially if you're an old house nut like myself. A nice subscription to give to somebody as a gift, because they'll enjoy the monthly magazine. The website is a lot of fun. And if you're interested in maybe giving this as a gift or ordering it yourself, go to the National Trust website. Take a look around at all that they have to offer. But it's a good organization. It's been around for a long time. And the magazine is a must-read cover to cover.
And John's list, by the way, is we'll have that. We do have it posted already, I believe. You go to ideas@wpr.org/Larry, go to today's date, and the entire list of DIY gifts and the subscription You'll find them all there. John, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Been great to be with you.
And it's also great for me to see Jennifer Dargan because she likes to talk. And she likes to talk about many things, but among them are Wisconsin Public Radio Drive.
I do.
And I tell you what, at all serious, if you haven't given this year yet or you're going to make monthly gifts, today might be a special year-end gift for the service you rely on all year long, WPR. It just takes a couple of minutes. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
I would love to ask John, he just left, but you know what else might be a good membership gift for the DIYer? Membership to Wisconsin Public Radio. You learn so much for this show that allows you to do these sorts of projects on your own, and I know a lot of people really value that. And today we have a generous group of current members who are really wanting to inspire new sustaining contributions. They put forth $10,000 to be matched, and when you become a WPR sustainer, your support is going to go twice as far.
And there's still about $7,000 left, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, of that $10,000 total. So here's a chance to kind of double your gift this next year. It's an ongoing monthly gift to be a sustainer, and donating in this fashion really helps provide reliable funding for the programs you count on. So join in now. Start with your monthly donation at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
On the Larry Mueller Show, we focus on how to make your life better. That's such a succinct summary of what we do here. We get practical advice on topics that affect your community. Some of my favorite topics are, I love it when the physical therapists are on because I always have an ache or a pain that they might be helping me out with. I love it when you do the book club. I love this. I have so many tabs open on my computer right now from just this last 90 minutes of things, and I'm like, I need to look into that. And if that is you too, you really make this possible when you join in with your conversation, with your questions, just with your listening, and importantly, with your financial support. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to help keep this show going.
You know, Jack Mitchell, many a year ago, said, well, I want to start this call-in talk show. And you could be the first person to do that. But what kind of a show would you like to do if you were going to do a show? And I thought about it, and the next day I went back and I said, I just want to do shows that will focus on making people's lives a little better every day.
And you do, every day.
And he said, you know, and Jack Mitchell said,
that was 1990.
I was hoping you'd say that. And so here we've been doing it for a long, long time now. And you make the show possible as you're listening in now. You make it possible with your gifts. Your gift, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 keeps this show going and all the shows you enjoy. So why not do it right now?
Mm-hmm. And we really help you connect all across the state. In this member drive, we can help you connect even more of what Wisconsin has to offer outside of the airwaves. It is your 2024 State Park Admission Sticker. We are offering these when you give a donation of $25 a month or more. The adventure begins when you give WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Start a tradition and make a gift to the station you've enjoyed in 2023 and that I know you're going to rely on in 2024. Your donation to WPR, it's tax deductible first and helps keep this great resource available for everyone secondly. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, that was really an important step. So now we are inviting you to take the next step and become a financial supporter.
That's an important step because WPR relies on listener support. And it's easy to donate. Just decide how much you'd like to give, say $10 a month or $120 as a starting point, and then make your gift. It just takes a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin public radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for a better life.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan, and listener support, we keep saying it, it's the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has really important impact.
It does, and it just takes a few minutes of your time. What a great thing you can do with just a couple of minutes. We just ask you for your name, you know, how to get in touch with you, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now. If you haven't done it yet, do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving $1 a day is the right amount for your WPR listening. If you think about it, that's a pretty good value. It's less than, you know, what you might pay for a soda or your vending machine or a day of your cell phone service.
And that $1 a day comes out, of course, it's $30 a month, and you can set that up with a monthly transfer from your bank account or your charge it to your credit card. The important thing is to make the gift now. It's in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you have already made a donation this year or if you're a sustaining member, we want to say thank you so much. Perhaps today is a day you could consider an extra gift of $50 or $100. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thank you for your extra support of the programs that you listen to every day.
I think I mentioned this earlier, but I just did that a couple of days ago. I thought, I talk myself into it every single drive.
That's good. Hopefully you're talking more. I know you're talking more than just yourself into it, but if it's working on you, it's working on other smart people, right?
Well, I sure hope so.
Yes.
And here we are. We're coming up to time when I have to leave anyway, and I really want to say, in kind of in my closing, that we have a great team here at Wisconsin Public Radio. On this program, the Larry Mueller Show, we've got some great individuals. I'm looking at Tyler Ditter, our engineer today, does a great job. Trina LaSousa does a great job. Jill Nadeau and Clara Neipert. These are two very hardworking people who put the programs together, and I come on and get to talk about it with you, and we all enjoy it. We hope you enjoy it, too. This would be a great time to give. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan. Thanks so much for listening.